Diamonds in my teeth, I got a lot of shine. Running up the number, that's a lot of crime. If you try to take it from me, must be out your mind. I keep playing, lot of slang. Smokey in the air, that's a lot of prime. Pockets running over with the dollar sign. Welcome to episode 216 of 4th and John, and this is the Steven Nelson podcast, because we got him.
Ladies and gentlemen, we got him.
We've been talking about Steven Nelson like he was our family member for about months. He's already been invited to the cookout before the cookout even happened. Obviously, we have to celebrate now that we have a CB2 in the building. I know everyone's been excited about this potential to have him in the building. How are you guys feeling? I know you're pretty geek. Prime, he sent me a text. He's like, it happened. And I'm like, what, you get married or something? Like, did you tell me? Like, but yeah, I mean, how are you feeling, dude?
I mean, look, bro, I'm still speechless. Like, I mean, you said it yourself. I sent you the text. It came through. I mean, I'm like, it finally happened. I mean, we've been waiting patiently all week for this thing to go down. And look, it's here. We don't have to wait anymore. It's ready to go. 2 days away from training camp. I mean, I'm ecstatic, bro. I haven't felt like this, you know what I mean, in a minute, especially about our secondary. You know, last time we had anything like this, Bobby Taylor, Lito Shepherd, I mean, the chemistry that those two guys had, I see it happening again. I mean, now Darius Slay has somebody that could bring the best out of him. And then with the addition of Steven Nelson, Darius Slay, you know, Steven Nelson's going to go ahead and feed off of him as well. So it's like, let's go, man. I'm ready to go to work. I'm ready to see this defense go to work, man. I'm excited.
Yeah, Mally looks all business down there. How you feeling, man?
And I'm excited. I mean, we've been talking about the Steven Nelson acquisition for over a month and a half, 2 months. It's been hinted at because everyone's looking at the draft and we're saying, like, how high are we going to prioritize a corner? Because Harry Roseman in the front office, we solidified the defensive line, and then we hit other positions. But then we added Zach McPherson, but he was more than likely going to be a slot corner kind of guy. So we're like, all right, like, there has to be something going on. And then there's all these breadcrumbs that Nelson and other people were throwing in on the timeline, and there's stuff on Instagram. And then it finally happened, though. But I'm really excited because, boys, we've been talking about it. In the NFC East alone, we don't know how good our opponents are going to be, but we do know that the receivers are very talented. You're going to have Michael Gallup, Amari Cooper, Terry McLaurin. You're going to have Galladay. You're going to have all these guys that you're going against. And then coming from other division game, out-of-division games, you're going to be going against Tyreek Hill, Kelsey, all those guys. So having Steven Nelson here, I think it adds 2-3-plus wins automatically just because you have a veteran corner, a guy that understands deeper than the deepest. And one thing that people don't really realize is there's games and periods in his career where Steven Nelson has been better than Darius Slay. And I think that these two guys are going to feed off of each other. Then you add in the fact that Jonathan Gannon, he's been very impressive with working with lesser talents than Slay and Nelson. So let's see how it's going to look. But I'm really excited to get a veteran corner here that can stick with some of these prime wide receivers that are going to be going in the length this year.
I mean, you think about this group, you now have confidence going into camp. You now have a CB2 that's coming in. He's not coming in later. He's coming in at the start of training camp. It seems like this whole idea has been something that, you know, has been forecasted. It's been hinted on when he dropped some of those nuggets earlier this week, and then it didn't happen right away. And then shout out to Kincaid, Mr. Kincaid. He had spoke to his agent friends. He's like, yo, it's going to happen. It's just either tomorrow or the next day. And I'm like, that next day is today. I'm just glad it's already happened. And now we can talk about Avante on the inside. We could talk about him. You know, either way you look at it, Avante to me brings versatility inside, outside, potential safety if you need him. But together, I mean, Avante, Slay, and Steven Nelson. I mean, that's it sounds okay to me. I know people are now wondering, you know, that's around $4 million. How much do we have left in the cap? Is another move happening right around the corner, do you guys think?
Why not? I mean, shit, we're on fire, man. Let's just keep it going. But you know, I'm at ease with where we're at right now with what we just did. If there is something else that happens in the next couple of days before, you know, day training camp starts, I'm good. But I'm just shout out to Darius Slay, man, especially for putting in the work to get this dude over here. I mean, he's been like, you know, he's been putting in that work and putting out Twitters, you know, that this guy, you know, you need to come here. You need to put on that green jersey. You need to be side by side with me. And it's like, I mean, I appreciate a player like that. You know what I mean? Going out of his way to go ahead and make this organization even stronger. So, I mean, it paid off.
I mean, he's been bigging up a lot. He's bigging up Xavier Howard as well. But I felt like Slay knows. He got to know. He knows. Like, it's just a matter of time. That's why I just feel like it's just a matter of time that something else happens. I mean, do we want to be paying $8.85 for Ertz if that's the, you know, if he's not going to be the true tight end one here? I feel like that money could be going elsewhere. They don't operate like that here. So, you know, they've asking and talked about Ertz coming in and you know, everything's put behind him. Could that be more talk just to, you know, just make things look nice before it eventually happens?
Yeah, one big thing is that in this offseason, you added Anthony Harris, you added Ryan Kerrigan, and Nelson. They're all three solid vets, and you got them for relatively cheap, all three of them. And I think that it really solidifies the unit on defense because Rodney McLeod, you're not exactly sure how he's going to recover. He looks pretty good in videos, but you never know until the cleats hit the turf, so to speak, coming off a major injury like that. Overall, though, like just talking about Nelson, 28 years old, third-round pick from Oregon State, started off at Kansas City. In 2016, he was a slot cornerback for Kansas City, only allowed 0.89 yards per covered snap, and that was on 466 snaps, which was the second most out of any qualifying corner. And it's just interesting because it has the versatility and just excited, man. And then in 2019, I think that was probably his best year. He was targeted less than 5 times per game because he was locking people down. We talk about Nelson Island, only allowed 37 receptions, and he was one of 4 cornerbacks, starting cornerbacks that season, that allowed 0 touchdowns. And if you look at all the other Pro Bowlers that year, Gilmore led up 49 receptions on 71 targets for 811 yards. Marcus Peters led up 52 catches on 89 targets and 597 yards. Darius Slay led up 52 receptions on 93 targets and 693 yards. And then you look at our guy, he only led up 37 receptions, and he played over 1,000 coverage snaps that year. Like, Steven Nelson's a guy that's coming from a very – and a big market team, too. Like, let's keep that in mind. Like, Pittsburgh is a football town, so it's not like he's going to get overwhelmed by our fans right away. I mean, he's been getting overwhelmed by our fans the last 2 months because people have been DMing him and tagging him on stuff for, like, 2 months. Like, hey, man, like, when are you coming here? Like, he gets it. We're crazy. So I'm excited to get him here, man. He's going to be here in 2 days on the field.
I mean, it is exciting news. I mean, just to think about our secondary. I mean, you have Nelson, you have Slay, you have Avante holding down the slot. You have Harris, a new safety in the building. And now, you know, opposite of, you know, that comment that was just up, Kayvon Wallace, is he going to get some time to shine? We know McLeod, you know, is he going to be ready right away? But if you think on paper, you know, Smith, McLeod, Nelson, and Slay, that's a solid group. Am I wrong here?
No, not at all, man. You're right. On paper, it definitely sounds good. But you know what? If I could be honest with you, for the past 3, maybe 4 years, everything always sounds good on paper. I'm tired of the "it sounds good on paper" shit. Get out there and show me that it looks good, not just sounds good. It fucking looks good. I want these boys to put in their work and show this league we ain't nothing to play with when it comes to this defense. I miss the defense. I'm tired of talking about offense. We've been shitting the bed with offense the past couple years. We can't get our shit together. And, you know, that's all around on the team. But now we got this defense, man. Let's go to work. Let's shut shit down. We got a new defensive coordinator. We got a new scheme. I'm ready, man. I'm ready.
Yeah, as long as I think, I mean, this is the move that everyone's been waiting for. Obviously, we're not trying to go this route, Jordan. We're going to see what we're going to see what Hurts has, man. Yeah, it's Hurts' season for a reason. So that's the energy we're going with right now. Kai says, "I say we go and grab someone else. Let's keep the party going." I mean, hey, man, you give us some more money. You know, you give us some more money, and then we can start talking. I mean, you know, if you give us like another $8 million, what could you do with another $8 million?
I mean, facts. I mean, we're still wondering what we're going to do with Zach. I get it. But, you know, I'm going to be one to go ahead and tell you I'm good either way, whether if he stays, whether if he doesn't. I mean, a lot of people have been chatting that, you know, a lot of that bullshit is put behind him. He's got a whole different attitude. And I mean, come on, today's signing right there on the defense, that should probably maybe give you even more enthusiasm to just stick around and let's see how this thing goes. I mean, I really don't want to see the guy. I mean, besides all the chattering that I say about the wifey and all that stuff. No, I really like Urs. You know what I mean? Urs is my dude. I've been saying that from day one. Like, and I'm good. If he stays, I really think he's going to be, something different. So, you know, I mean, I'm all right with it, but I know a lot of people don't want to see it that way. It's all good though, regardless.
No, I mean, the idea of having Urs is great, man. I mean, team leader, team veteran, a guy that knows the system, a guy that can help, you know, some of these guys grow, but it just is that worth the money? And I just don't feel like, Howie. I think, you know, Howie's got some tricks up his sleeve.
Always,
just like this
man.
One. Always, this, like exactly. this is like a Howie move, and
exactly. Where
it's an unassuming. During the offseason, it was like, is this going to be the trade that the CB2 that happens? And here we get Steve Nelson. I know another guy who's probably excited, probably has a vein in his forehead from screaming. Jimmy Smith in the building, very excited. So how you feeling, man? How you feeling, guy?
When you see the vein, you know things are getting insane. Let's be real here. I'm very, very ecstatic about this move. We've talked about this all offseason. We had the biggest hole at cornerback, too. And it's not like we're competing this year, right? It's not like, oh, we're the Super Bowl champs, but we're retooling toward a Super Bowl championship. So when that comes, I'm not sure. But you add someone like Steven Nelson, who has predominantly played cornerback too. That's what he's played 4 years in Kansas City, 2 years in Pittsburgh. He comes in. You have Darius Slay set up on the left side. You've got Steven Nelson on the right. Now you can use those pieces like Zach McPherson, Avonte Maddox, all these defensive backs that can play nickel, free safety. You move them around. It's all based on matchups week to week. I'm beyond ecstatic about this move. And you're damn right. I was just screaming my effing head off for my video. Came on here, and I'm going to bring that same energy because I'm very excited. This is a great move, right, guys? I mean, this is exactly what we've all talked about it. And the one thing I have to learn the most myself is patience, right? And I've been telling myself to stay patient because I just, whew, a few days away.
I mean, as soon as I heard the signing, it was, this is me, right? I was like, it finally happened. You know, like, you know, I was sitting on the couch, just relaxing, not really trying to do anything. And then the news hit, man. It's good to hear. And if you guys are in the comments, if you guys want to jump on the show and give us, how you're feeling, I'll send the link out to you and you can give your piece. We have Mr. Kincaid coming in from AZ in the building. How are you, man? How are you feeling, by the way?
What up, bro?
What up? I mean, right now I'm in San Diego. Love the vibes.
Rub it in.
Are you feeling now that this trade has happened, are you feeling complete?
I mean,
see what I did there. You see what I did there?
That's good. That's a nice one. But let's talk about this though, because didn't I just text you Wednesday?
Yeah. Pick it up.
What did I say?
You said this trade was gonna happen. In either today or the next day. The next day is today. And you, my friend, you are Mr. Clutch. Okay? You're Mr. Clutch.
Hey, I was going to say, if you want anybody next year, put them on the list, and we're going to just start talking about them now.
Now we need one of those complete shirts in green.
Complete Fire.com. Let's go, man. I'm excited. I knew. So my connection, let me know, was like, hey, it looks like it's gonna work out. We're just trying to work the incentives. And it looks going down for 1 year. I said, for real? He's like, yeah, it looks like it's going to go down. He was like, it's going to go down today or tomorrow. I was like, all right, cool. So I called Gail. And Gail was like, should I put it out there? And I was like, I don't know. We should have, right, Gail? We should have. So,
they already put it out there. Like, we were all hoping that – Yeah, we were just hoping that would happen, but you said it, you were like, it is happening. And I was like, all right.
Yeah, well, okay. When he made that post the other day, that was it. I mean, it was the most telling thing. It was on. I knew it from there, and I reached out and was told it was going to happen. But here's the thing. You know, a lot of the reporters were misconstruing people, right? Everyone was getting everyone confused that Zach Ertz had to go. We had to move all this money around to sign him. Right. That is completely false. Just like we talked about for over 100 days, he would literally cost under $2 million in a cap hit. Just like every other guy we signed, Ant Harris, Eric Wilson, Kerryon Johnson's under $1 million. Dude, all great moves by Howie. Howie brings him in. It's going to cost about $1.4, $1.6 million on the cap hit. We still got a little bit of money to dance with. Go ahead, Howie, having himself a time.
You and know, he's not done. Another, and he might not be done.
No, I'm not done yet. I heard that. What's that?
Go ahead.
No, I said I heard that earlier this week that NRC had a workout. And that was like throwing me off. I was like, "What are they bringing another cornerback in?" Like, I know I need the CB2 to be, you know, Steven Nelson. Yeah. Why are they working out NRC? NRC signing with another team. That's what I heard. But, bro, this is a good feeling. Good feeling. Tim Hayes on YouTube says, "Let's be honest. This offseason has been very interesting, consistent improvement, and with the week of the training camp starting, it's going to be a great build towards the start of the season."
We've been preaching it for months, Gail. Let's have some positivity toward this season, right? Here it is. Right before training camp, the move. And look, one's saying Super Bowl bound. We're just saying have some excitement for this new damn team.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Yes. Exactly. To say what you're saying, Jimmy, man, it seems like everybody's on that same level where it's, you know, the expectations are not that high. They're just, we're going into the season with good vibes.
Yep.
I'm loving it, man. I'm loving it. You know, I think we're going to surprise a lot of people, but we've all been saying that. We're going to win. I think there's going to be some games that we lose, and there will be some games we're going to come out on top. So I'm happy, man. I'm happy.
I mean, the fact that, you know, people just, you know, people, you know, they get, the national media gets paid to come out with these articles. They get paid to rile up Eagles Nation. They get paid to tell us that we're gonna USA Today has us coming in last place. Like, I love all of it. Season's gonna happen soon, and these games are made to be played. Like, you can say what you want, like, you know, Prime was saying, on paper, well, like, they're gonna show it on the field, like, and let them be the judge. I'm not gonna put a stamp of disapproval on the squad and say they're gonna be this or that without even seeing them gel or come together. It's because at the end of the day, it's really about chemistry. It's really about these guys picking up, gaining system, Sirianni's systems, and maybe the head coach, or maybe the GM not dabbling as much and let this group gel together. I mean, that's the most important thing moving into training camp.
Great point, Gail. That's something that is a big factor coming in the season, and something I got to go on somebody's show the other day and talk about. Bird Gang 31. I think you were on there too. Great guy.
Yeah.
Thanks for having me. Preaching highly about 4th and John. So love you guys out there that have us on and always sharing that brotherly love. But dude, this is Oh my God, I'm about to have a heart attack just thinking about it, to be real with you. But Howie needs to step back. He's doing great at what he's good at, right? So just do what you're good at and let this new coaching staff do what it does. And I think Jonathan Gannon, someone we've talked about a lot this offseason, what he's going to be able to do, these cornerbacks, the secondary that needs help, that's great. But we talk about what a veteran would do for some of these younger guys. Zach McPherson's part of this future. And next year, if Jalen Hurts is a good quarterback, we have those two first-round picks. Possibly three first-round picks.
When?
Yes, three first-round picks. Hurts is awesome. We use them on a stud corner that can then learn from Darius Slay. Maybe you let Steven Nelson walk next year or give him a different deal because you've got $45 million-plus in cap space. So, yes, I'm losing my mind today, dude. I was so calm. I was cleaning, dude, cleaning. And I was like, I'm going to stop and make some graphics. So I stopped. And literally 5 minutes into making graphics, this happened. I was like, oh, my God. And it changed everything I was doing. So, what a change in the day.
Now, Chris, you know, Pete says, man, they are going to have help the development of Zach McPherson. What do you think Zach McPherson's role is in this cornerback group this year?
He might even end up starting over Maddox. Because let's be honest, like, Avante, yeah, I see your reaction. But, like, the last year and a half, has Avante Maddox earned a starting spot on the defense?
I gotta agree with Chris on this one, man. I mean,
that's who I said. McPherson,
right? Did we not talk about that? Exactly. Yep. Did we not talk about that guy? He's got that starter mentality. Yeah.
I think
there's competition now.
That's all right. Bring the competition.
I like that.
Even Kayvon could be in the slot over him. Like,
exactly.
You got to see how Gannon wants to use these guys, and that's a good problem to have. That we have three guys that could all play one spot or more, and that's a good problem because there's all these guys, like, they're gonna have the Amari Rodgers type of guy on Green Bay running all over the place. Like, that's the thing though, like, there's so many versatile running backs and slot guys now that you need to have guys like Avante McPherson, Kayvon, and then look at Jacoby Stevenson. He's going to be converting into like a safety linebacker hybrid. I think he's going to start week one and be on Kyle Pitts, hopefully, because he gave Pitts a fit when they played LSU a couple years back. So I just love the versatility. But with Avante and Zach, like, that's the thing though. You don't have to throw Zach into the wolves. Like, people literally thought that Zach was going to be starting outside corner in a month. Like, some people were asking me that yesterday when I was at the Phillies. Like, do you think Zach's going to be outside? I said, he might have to be if they don't get Nelson. But I said, I think they're going to get Nelson. And now he can develop, like, other guys. Like, right now, it's a very immediate league. It wasn't like this a decade ago, maybe even, like, 8 years ago. Quarterbacks are starting right away. I mean, people forget. Like, some people even don't even talk about how, like, a guy like Aaron Rodgers didn't even have to start right away. Like, these guys are getting thrown into the fire. And Zach McPherson's a guy that – I'm glad does not have to get thrown into the fire right away. He can learn behind Nelson. He can learn behind Slay and then work his way into the role, because you just don't want to get mentally and physically broken down in your first year.
I
just love the idea of, like, not having to have McPherson, you know, like the whole idea of, like, him, you know, you talk about him potentially start. Like, I don't want that. I want him to, like, develop at his pace. Like, you can throw him in there, you can mess up his confidence. This way he can learn the defense, and slowly in camp, if he shows out in camp, so be it, you know, so be it. Well, at least we have the competition. Go ahead, Jimmy.
Yeah, I was just going to say, you know, my first point when you asked me about it, that was it right there, that Zach McPherson gets to learn now. So, I mean, we're all on the same page when it comes to this kid is super talented, Zach McPherson. It's not to say that we don't like him. It's to say that we don't want him thrown in the fire. We've seen what's happening in Philadelphia. If you're not an all-pro cornerback starting outside week one, well, then they're going to throw you to the wolves. So I thought this was awesome for him. And I mentioned, you know, he can play inside and we can move these guys around. I mentioned Maddox, you know, being that, like, free safety nickelback. But what Chris just said about, you know, Kayvon Wallace, somebody that really, you know, and I thought Rock Shock, somebody had said, you know, about seeing three safeties on the field at the same time. I love that idea. Giants will probably be implementing that a lot. You'll see that. Big nickel, you want to call it. he can line up in that slot with certain matchups. So now you're giving guys versatility. You're talking about the Jacoby Stevens, the Davian Taylors. This defense is going to look fun. You have a lot of athletic guys that are going to be able to move around. And where you have locked in is your left and right corner. Those guys, they're locks. They are your corners on each side. And now you can dance around and move people wherever the hell you want. This is Jonathan Gannon. I think I'm excited. He was probably, losing his effing mind because this great, great pickup.
Cut me open. I believe Green says, we can have all the talent in the world. I just want to get through a relatively healthy season. Tired of these injury plague seasons. I mean, yeah, the injury bug has been a thing on both sides of the football. But if we can get this group playing together, whew. Like this defensive front, come on, man. Like, you're not going to like slant us to death all day with Nelson and Slay. Come on now. Like, look at this group, Mills and Darby. This is like a real upgrade.
Yes.
from that group. So in terms of being slanted to death, hopefully that is not even a thing for a long time.
But you just said it, the defensive line, dude. I mean, that's the only reason we kind of felt comfortable, right? We're like, well, at least we stacked up on the defensive line because we won the Super Bowl with the questionable secondary you just mentioned. So not only do we have a really good defensive line we felt comfortable with, now that makes the whole linebacking confusion going on here. We've got some stud corners. I just think that was a great point you made, and I'm really excited about this team.
Yeah, man, I'm excited. Bert Gang 31, Mr. Randall in the building. He's excited. Yes, I'll get you a wrench. If you guys haven't been to his show, check his show out. He's got Corey Simon coming on. So if anyone wants to hear what Corey Simon, I totally forgot about Corey Simon.
I brought him up. He was my pick, Gale. And he was like, dude, I got him coming on the show tomorrow. I was like, oh, weird. I love Corey Simon. And shout out to Randall, dude. Thanks again for having me on. And Steven Nelson.
Oh, you're gonna have to get Prime and Chris on the show, Randall. But a lot of talk about linebackers in the chat. Rackcheck says, any available linebackers on the market, or should we just wait until the draft? I think there's a time where you have to really look at who we have in this group. I mean, come on, what you call it? Alex Singleton. Would we have known who he is if he wasn't thrown into the fire?
Right.
Or TJ Edwards, who was flashing as an undrafted linebacker. Now we're just hoping that Davion Taylor show is a thing. You know, so he's got the athleticism. Can he pair that up with the mental side of the game? We'll see. Interesting. Any linebackers that you guys are interested in?
Jacoby Stevens.
Jacoby, man.
Jacoby Stevens, yes, sir.
You guys had Chris Jacoby. Franklin on, right? And that was the question I asked, and he went in on that, dude. Davian Taylor, Jacoby Stevens are the hope at nickel linebacker. The future. Yes, that's the kind of linebackers you want. And if they can improve on their coverage and their awareness, dude, they've got the athletic ability, something you can't teach. So I'm very excited about, but it's a big question mark, sure. But Gale just said it. You've got Singleton, Edwards, Sean Bradley. Eric Wilson was brought in, but he's not some superstar. So very questionable. I know KJ Wright and Quan Alexander are out there, but I'm interested in the development of these young linebackers, seeing what we have.
Stevens is going to be the truth, man. That dude is a steal, and he's going to kill it on the field. I really have high hopes for that kid.
Are you going to buy Jersey Prime is the question.
Hey, listen, man, you could count you could count that one as one to grab. I'll be willing to go ahead and do it.
Okay. Maybe we'll have to buy someone a Nelson jersey. So, because it's always a risk when you buy.
Well, it also depends on what number he's going to go with. Is he going to stay with 22? Is he going to go with 2? I mean, we got to see.
You know, when you buy a person's jersey and they're on a 1-year deal, you're like, need more. I need more insurance, guys.
Not playing that game anymore.
nah.
Too many just wasting away.
I'm either that or I'm gonna find somebody that can just put all the numbers on one jersey. You know what I mean? Hey, that's the jersey for 2021, and then we twist it up. Something. I mean, because shit, I can't play around with that no more, man. Too much.
Hey,
money
but if somebody buys you a jersey, it's okay then. It's not on your dime.
Absolutely.
Does anybody in here want a Steven Nelson jersey when it comes out? We fourth and John will buy you one. We will have a contest. We just need to see if that's a thing. if that's a thing. Nelson Island, come on, man. That's a, is that a thing though? Is Nelson Island really a thing?
I think him and Slay are going to give themselves each the opportunity to have their own island. Like I talked about, each one take their side of the field and then watch what Jonathan Gannon does. It's going to be a lot of zone, sure, but there's going to be some man implemented in there, a lot of blitzing. You're going to see the most intense defense we've seen in a long time, and I'm very, very excited now.
Yes. I mean, Jimmy said the key thing. We could blitz. Now we could go ahead and definitely blitz, man. We got shut down corners. We could blitz. I'm souped, bro. I want to see this defense go to work.
I think the big thing is just the experience, man. I love the experience because they understand that they have Ryan Kerrigan, Brandon Graham, Josh Sweat, Fletcher Cox, all these guys, and Hargrave in the front. So they only need 2-3 seconds of really good, solid coverage. Don't let anyone get behind you. If they want to, like, try to dink and dunk you, we'll adjust. But just don't let up anything deep. And Slay and Nelson, they understand that. They're going to stay deep. They're not going to let any of that BS go behind them. And it's one of those things because as long as the defensive line does their job, you can't double-team anyone anymore because if Hargrave is healthy, you can't double-team him. If Fletcher is healthy, you can't double-team him. And then people are going to be tired in the second half. Then you're going to put all the young, raw dudes in, and then it's going to get crazy. That's why, like, dude, like, you don't even know who's going to start on this line. And that's, again, it's a good problem to have. Like, I was talking about the running backs in my article earlier. It's a good problem to have. Like, you don't know who you can even cut at a lot of these positions. So it's exciting, man. There's a lot of optimism. It's a younger team. Oh, what's going on, AJ? I mean, someone get AJ a Nelson jersey. Come on.
Hey, she definitely deserves one. She's all the for sure.
Oh, man. I you know what I'm excited about is, like, we're going into training camp, obviously, and that's exciting as it is. But, like, to have this one thing answered, I feel like, you know what, they did a good thing. And, you're like, GM, yes, you did your job. And, like, you know, like, as much as we give Howie shit for, like,
yeah, he finds a way to pull me back in.
He had a great
we have to give him credit for this move and be like, you know what, you did a good job. That's what you're supposed to do.
Yep.
Go around the league and look for guys that make your defense better, offense better, draft players like Devontae Smith that make this team better. I'm geeked about Devontae Smith. Go around the room. Who's one player, young, one player who's a older veteran that you're excited to see going into camp? We'll go with Jimmy first.
Well, let's be real here. I think that, you know, Steven Nelson would be the obvious answer for today. We're all excited to have him in the building. But for a young guy, Jacoby Stevens, I think, is going to be a real big piece of the defense, but I know Prime loves that man too. I remember the look you guys gave me when we drafted Zach McPherson, and I said, I think he could have a couple pick sixes. I think he's going to bring that excitement to the room, and now this opens things up. I think Zach McPherson, this was the biggest move for him in his career. This helps him immensely, so I'm really looking forward to see what we get out of Zach McPherson this year. And then, I mean, obviously you could say Jalen Hurts. I want to see what the hell Miles Sanders looks like. A great article by Chris. You guys check that out on 4th and John. We're going to run the ball, and I can't wait to see what Kerryon and Kenny and all these other guys and all the pieces we have. But Miles Sanders finally having a coach that's going to use him. I really can't stress enough. And I know you guys thought I was going to go with a certain receiver, but I'm just going to leave that as it is.
Just because he has your last name, I know.
No. The other one that everyone doesn't like.
Puga in the chat says Smith and Fletcher Cox. What about you? What say you, Chris?
My vet. And this is it should be an obvious guy, but I think it's a right field guy. I'm interested in seeing Brandon Brooks. I am so excited to see a healthy, motivated Brandon Brooks, because that was the biggest tease in the world last year, seeing this dude doing, like, jiu-jitsu, taekwondo, like, 8-pack abs, like, deadlifting, like, 800 pounds, and then all of a sudden, he just posted that he tore his Achilles again. And it was, like, the worst thing ever, because you saw all the players put in work last offseason. You saw Lane getting ripped up. You saw Brandon Brooks getting ripped up. And you know that, like, out of all the people that you were rooting for, it was Brandon Brooks because he has his battle with mental health. He's been dealing with injuries, and we've seen him get carted off the field. But he's one of the best guards in the entire NFL. The dude lets up nothing. When he's on the field and healthy, he's best in the business, one of the best. So Brandon Brooks is a guy that I'm so excited to see healthy and ready to go come the season. And then younger guy, I'm going to go with Jimmy's last name. I'm not going to go with Jimmy's last name. Devonta Smith, I think that he's just going to be clean cut, just always open, 7-11, 24-7, open, reliable, the guy. I'm ready to see Jalen Reagor finally put in the position to succeed. If Jalen can't get it done this year, then I'll be a little panicked. But last year, the whole offense was stagnant. It wasn't creative. They only had 9 total plays last year designed to get Reagor or the ball in space. It was bizarre. And he had some injuries. And it's one of those situations where it's like, listen, it's a rookie. The quarterback was slumping. The team was slumping. The quarterback's not here. The head coach isn't here. The offensive coordinator, that's what I mean. Like, let's see what happens. It's a new quarterback. It's a new offensive coordinator. It's a new head coach. I want to see Jalen Reagor with the complement of weapons next to him, with a competent run game, competent coaches, and see if him and Jalen, they had pretty good chemistry towards the end of the year, given a minimal amount of reps that season. So Jalen Reagor's the young guy I want to see, and Brandon Brooks is the vet I want to see.
Interesting. Prime, who are you guys?
I mean, you know, Jacoby Stevens is the guy that I'm going to go with on the young aspect, man. I mean, I'm looking forward to seeing this kid play. I'm looking forward to seeing his skills. I really think that, you know, like I said, I think he was a steal. I think he's going to come here and shock a lot of people, and we need that. I mean, we haven't really been focusing on the linebacker position like that, and he's going to give us a reason to. So I'm excited to see that kid go to work. On the veteran side, I am going to come out and say Fletcher Cox. I need to see this dude go back to, you know what I mean, like give it his all. Like, I know he was big last year, but we didn't, you know, support him on showing that part. This year, I need to see that dude hit quarterbacks a whole lot more. I need to see him in there putting this pressure on these guys, getting some sacks. So I really want to see that guy get back to his prime. You know, I'm not taking nothing away from him. He's still a threat. He's still one of the best in the league. But, you know, again, I'm going to go back to my comment earlier. Enough with this looking good on paper shit. You know, get in there and show me that you're good. That show all of you guys go out there and show us all that, you know, it's not just looking good on paper. It's actually looking good. So that's my guy. You know, Fletcher, you know, I mean, if you listen or anybody knows Fletcher, I said it personally, like, get your shit together and get out there and show me what the fuck you got. All right.
did Prime? I know Prime's a big dude, but Fletcher's a bigger dude.
That's cool, got man. Back, Prime. Hey, listen, it's cool.
We got you.
It's all love.
Hey, man. It's all love.
Hey. Enough love.
I ran into Fletcher before. I got no problems. You know what I mean? It's all good. It's nothing but love. I can keep it 100 with him. I can keep it 100 with him. It's all good.
Hey, man.
I don't know. I saw Prime recently. Prime's a pretty big dude himself, though.
if I got to take out Fletch to help my guy, I will. I mean, it's always Autobots roll out, man. No?
Yep. Shout out to the Blue Meanie, man. I saw that he just commented a little while ago. I had a Blue Meanie moment early in the show, if you didn't notice. You know what I mean? I gave that little dance and everything. You know what I mean? That was Blue Meanie's thing back in the day. But shout out to Blue Meanie, man.
I agree with what Blue Meanie said, too, how he needs to – keep doing what he's doing, but he needs to work on his draft game. Yes, but let's see the development of this draft. We took 6 out of 9 of these players or defensive players, what we needed to, and the 3 offensive guys, holy shit, Kenny Gainwell, Lane Dixon, Devontae Smith, love it. So I thought he did pretty well this year. We're going to have to see how they develop, and maybe this new coaching staff can actually help some of the guys we think maybe aren't, you know, good actually in a new system might actually be good. So maybe it wasn't all Howie, maybe a little bit of Doug Peterson, but I agree with you, Brian. Dude, really excited. So let's go. BWO, baby.
It's like calling Superman Clark. I mean, you have to You have to
I've got to talk to him. And at once they become, you know, because I grew up watching him. You got to realize that, like, it's nuts to me. Once I started actually talking to people on here, I'm like, they're human beings, dude. Like, you can actually, they have names. So exactly. I like to, you know what I mean? Like, exactly. I like to get on a human level with him.
Yeah, you got
to. I know
to.
He's a Birds fan. I can't wait to meet him, dude. Like, I'm I missed that tailgate. Right, I can't wait.
No, he's a great tailgater. He likes, oh, yeah. He likes to take, hey. Blue Mini, we'd love to see you at a 4th of John tailgate again. Always a good time with you. Yeah, man. I mean, I think people are just geeked. I'm just happy that everyone's in a good mood on a Sunday. Well, we all know we're at work on Monday.
You didn't give us your guys, man.
Jimmy, you see this? You see this?
What did he say? I assume what?
Hold on.
Anytime. You are in trouble if you don't show up to a 4th of John tailgate. I'll Brian has the Blue Meanie then. I love Meanie, so
dude, that's, you know, when your parents call you by your first name and you're like, oh, shit,
you know what? He's right though, because I don't want anyone call me James. Like, dude, James.
Nah. You should have kept that one to yourself, James.
I don't mind it, but I guess it's my name, but you can call me whatever the hell you want, as long as you know that I'm what I'm putting out. That's what I want you to pay attention to.
Well, if I'm going with my two guys, I mean, obviously. You know, I have talked up Devontae Smith so much pre-draft, after the draft. Now I want to see the aftermath on the field. Just Merrill Reese talking about what he's seen from he hasn't seen that in practice in how many years he's been covering the team. He's excited what the electricity that he's bringing. Bro, like, I'm talking about the separation anxiety that's going to be created by our rook. That's what I need to see, man. We've been dying for some wide receiver talent to really just show out and showcase what they can do. And this guy is going to do his work in silence. He's going to be a real G, like lasagna. Is that right?
Wow.
The G is silent. You like that? You like that? There's levels to this.
What a comparison.
And then Jalen Reagor, man. Jalen Reagor is a guy who, you know, is he a veteran? Yeah, he's his second year player, but I feel like he's right in the right space. Like, he doesn't have to be the man. He could just flourish and do his work and not have to realize, I got to do all this. You got another guy in Devonta who's also going to do work. So together, man, it's like form like Voltron, man. I'm excited, man.
Gail, you went the fan route on that one. And I avoided it. But it's the clear cut. And you know, as former receivers, we're always talking about these guys. And I think the excitement, we all know, we're very excited about Smith and Reagor, guys. Beyond excited. And don't lose hope on Reagor yet. Just please give him a chance. I think Gail just nailed it. With Devontae Smith in this offense, it's going to open things up for him. But I really wanted someone to say the name. Obviously, we need to see what Dallas Goedert has in his, you know, final year of his rookie contract. But I mentioned Miles Sanders, dude. I can't wait to see rookie. If I was going off, it's Kenny Gainwell. I mean, Kenny Gainwell. I think Chris made some great points. He's going to be a huge piece of this offense. So, I know we got left out, guys, but there's so much talent to go around. That's why we're so excited here at 4th of John, because there really is a lot of young talent, and I think Howie's been building the right way.
In a cool time, I know we're gonna be closing out quickly. If you have any questions, throw them in the chat and we'll try to get to them. What do you think our record would be with this new addition?
It's a tough one, man. I mean, I don't think anything could change, really. I mean, I'm not trying to blow smoke out of our asses about this shit, man. let's just keep it at where we're at. You know what I mean? Let's just stay
where we at though. Where we at though, Prime? Throw out a number.
I mean, somebody mentioned 10-7. I'm confident we could get there. I'm confident.
Yep.
10-7.
Yeah, that was my thing, man. A lot of people really sleeping on us, but I'm confident. I'm saying 10-7.
I was scared to say 10 wins. I thought people were gonna kill me, and then I started getting bro. I was getting ballsy. Right. Getting ballsy right here, dude. I'm thinking 11. I want to throw out that number 11 because it means something to us. And I think we're going to go out and shove that number 11 up everybody's ass and show them what the Philadelphia Eagles are all about. Adding a tough guy like Steven Nelson, improves this defense. Jonathan Gannon's going to do some work with that defense. And the offense, we already know. And that could be Booger McFarland. Well, the offensive line needs to stay healthy. Yes, it does. Everybody needs to stay healthy. Jalen Hurts is going to come out swinging and going to prove the world wrong. We got a stable full of running backs, young wide receivers. Find out what happens with the tight end position. But I'm damn excited about this team. I think 11 wins is quite a possibility at this point. And I know it's crazy, but I believe.
Chris yeah, likes, like, what are, I, can I get what you're smoking?
I don't know about all this ass shoving, but I would say with the 17 games now, I'd say 9-8 is pretty comfortable. Yeah, there's just a bunch of games that no matter how confident you are, like, they can go any way. You know what I mean? Like, there's a people are saying, oh, like, our opponents and our schedule is not too tough. I'm like, the division, it's always going to be a battle, no matter how good or bad the teams are, because it's like facing off against, like your worst enemy. You just see them across the street, start flipping them off, and, like, you just wait until this, and, like, you don't want to pull back. Like, you want to be the last one that says the last word with the shit talk on across the street. That's how it is in the NFC East. But then, like, you got Tampa Bay. Even, like, the Chargers is going to be a tough game. They got a pretty explosive offense, and their defense is interesting. But I would say, like, 9-8 is comfortable. There's just a lot of games where, like, personally, I think it's just going to come down to who has the ball last, that kind of thing, or who steps up and makes a play. So 9-8 is pretty comfortable, especially with Nelson, because I just think having two competent veteran corners makes all the difference now.
I mean, this is a confident corner, man. He says, against all odds, I stood on all 10, and I'm ready to ride, Lord. He's ready to ride. He's ready to ride.
Someone's going to get that tattoo. He's ready to ride for week one. On like their,
he's
on
ready
like
to their, ride.
On like I'm ready forehead. To ride, dude. Holy hell. Yes.
Oh, man.
Look at the receivers in this division. Does this not make you feel a little bit more comfortable going against the studs? Chris just mentioned it. You got them twice a year, each team. I mean, Washington added Curtis Samuel. Now they've got Terry McLaurin and Curtis Samuel. You've got the Giants adding Kenny Galladay, drafting Kadarius Toney, and they've already had Slayton and Shepard. Then you look at Dallas, who has CeeDee Lamb, Amari Cooper, Michael Gallup. Yeah, we need corner. So, yes, if we're going to compete, let's go. Cornerback two. I still can't believe it happened. Yes.
Blue Meanie says, those last four games were glorified preseason games. I'm excited to see Hurts with proper offseason. Yeah, man. And if I'm going to give my it could be, you know, 9 wins, 10 wins. It could be right around there. I mean, we have some pieces that I'm like, okay, now we close we got the security system up front. The side doors are now closed. Okay. Can't sneak around the side back door. I was going to say some funny joke, but I left it there. Yeah, dude. I'm always trying to think on my feet, but Stevens is asking, any bold predictions around the room before we get out of here?
Eagles win the NFC East.
Ooh!
Ooh-wee! Yes, sir!
Drop the mic on that one.
Let's go. I'll punch the mic if I have to. I mean, this was a gift from a good friend. I can't do that.
He asked for a bold prediction. I mean, it doesn't have to be.
I think we just gave it to him, man. We just gave it to him. NFC East champs.
Let's go.
You know what I mean? And I'm gonna really end it with fuck the Cowboys, man. All this Cowboys talk, I'm really getting tired of it all damn week. Cowboys ain't shit. And I hope my brother's listening, man, because I'm specifically talking to you. All right. I'm coming at your neck this year. I'm telling you, bro. Cowboys ain't shit. You can kiss my ass with all that.
I'm sorry I brought up the butt talk. Didn't mean Micah Parsons to get into this conversation.
any more bold predictions? Oh, Chris, we haven't had a bold prediction, man.
I'm going to say, I don't know why I have this weird gut feeling. I think Kenneth Gainwell is going to play a lot more than people are thinking, and I think at some point he's going to be taking the first snap at running back at some point. Not saying there's an issue with Miles, but it's just going to say they're going to trust him that much, and the versatility is going to be there, because Kenneth Gainwell is a guy that can score from anywhere on the field. If he's getting a handoff, if he's receiving the ball, that dude can run routes better than half our receivers right now, and he can block. So I think Kenneth Gainwell is going to find his way on the field way more than people think. I would say maybe like 900 scrimmage yards, which would be fantastic for a fifth-round rookie, like returning, receiving, and rushing. I think Kenneth Gainwell is going to shock some people.
Wow.
That's the – I mean, I do like that vibe. My bold prediction, I think we finally got 1,000-yard receivers, dog.
Yep.
I think that, you know, with the amount of targets that Devontae could receive this year and his ability to be that guy. Imagine that, man. Imagine that. What was the last time Jeremy Maclin was at 2010?
2014, last time we had a 1,000-yard receiver.
Chris, how old were you in 2014?
Damn.
2014, I was like 18 years old.
Still in my 20s.
Yo, it's been a minute.
I was in my 20s in that time. So.
17?
Mark Bird from Oregon says 1,000-yard running back and a wide receiver this year. Rackcheck says Smith, 1,000-yard wide receiver.
That's the one.
In a cool tone says Eagles get 4 Pro Bowlers.
Let's go 6.
Mark has a bold prediction. F the Cowboys.
That's not a prediction. That's a fact.
That's a fact.
Yeah. That's a money baby, back. That's facts.
That's facts. A fact, bro.
But shout out to our guy Evan Hollywood Hearn. He's with the grandma today.
Shout out to grandma. Hell yeah!
Shout out to grandma Hearn. Tell her that we got a CB2. Let her know. Just kick the casserole out of here. Like, you know what?
I love this CB2, one
too, grandma.
Bold prediction down there.
I love this one. Blue Meanie, AEW title.
Yeah, buddy.
I love it.
Yeah, buddy. But anything before we get out of here? A shout out to Philly Baird. He's still, recovering from COVID in the hospital. We're all sending our prayers and helping you get better, man. I see your updates on Facebook and whatever we can do to keep you going in the right direction, man. Prayers up, man. Jimmy, any words before we get out of here?
Steven Nelson! I'm pretty excited. I think that pretty much sums it up. No, but great stuff, guys. Just this is why we've been talking about patience this all offseason. And I can't thank all the fans enough for you guys tuning in throughout this offseason. We've been making it through somehow, and we are only days away from training camp. And I know it's only training camp, some people like to say, but we're talking about all the change we needed. Here it is right in front of us. Sit back, enjoy it. There's going to be some growing pains, of course. This is a very young team with a new coach, but let's enjoy the excitement that these guys are going to bring. A lot of points on offense, a lot of turnovers and blitzes on defense. I can feel it coming. Let's go, Birds!
Chris.
First off, shout out to the real ones watching right now on a Sunday, and everyone in the chat. We love and appreciate all you guys. I know you guys are all psyched up for football, and just the Nelson signing, just like, it really solidifies the defense and just gets us excited, because veteran leadership, veteran talent, and there's going to be some like Wild West music coming at NovaCare when Slay and Nelson walk out. Like, damn, these guys move differently. Like, we're on that goof last year, because now you got two, like, these are two of the best corners that we've had suiting up on this team in a long time. Like, we've had some guys that have been usable, but like Nelson and Slay are like two of the statistically better cornerbacks in the last like 4 or 5 years in the NFL. Like, don't sleep on Nelson. Like, everyone's like, oh, like, he got cut. He didn't get cut. He requested to leave Pittsburgh, and because he held it down for them for 2 years, they let him walk. We picked him up, and just like, you got to give credit where it's due. Howie did a good job this offseason picking up the right vets, the right price, the right positions. And like, Ryan Kerrigan is like a guy that you want leading your team. Got him, and he might not even be starting, but he's just like a leader, and he's going to have fresh legs. Nelson's a solid guy. Harris is a solid guy. I'm just excited, man. I mean, in a little over a month, all of us and the viewers, we're going to be in a parking lot, hanging out, having a good time, making memories, and getting ready for the San Francisco game. So I'm excited. Thank you guys again for tuning in. And also, shout out to the guys at Talking 215. They hosted me at their live show and tailgate yesterday for the Phillies. Vince Velasquez sucks, but you guys are awesome. Frankie and Jake, they gave all of the praise to 4th and John, so I had to shout them out. Those guys are awesome. They want to do a little collaboration. Very good guys. I appreciate them. And go Birds. Brian, the floor is yours.
Yeah, I mean, short, sweet, and simple. But I just want to go ahead and make a quick statement. A lot of people are really talking – well, certain people are talking about that the Cowboys had the better signing of a cornerback. Dude, when you get released by the Jets, all right, there ain't really nothing much better than that. I mean, like, come on. Like Chris mentioned, our guy decided – to leave the Steelers, and we signed him. We didn't get cut by the Jets. So for you, bro, if you tuning in, you listening to me, yeah, we got the better end on that one, all right? But look, 2 days away, this news that we got today is something that we needed. I needed it. I'm glad we got it. Got it at the right time. Looking forward to Tuesday. Looking forward to these boys going to work, man, and looking forward to being able to talk some serious Eagles football from here on out. So let's just go. Go Birds.
Yeah, I mean, just like this pandemic, man, sometimes you need, like, you're having these down moments, you need a little boost, a little kick-me-up, a pick-me-up to get you through some things. This news today was a pick-me-up for the season. It's a reason to believe in this secondary, this defense, and what they're trying to do. Howie, hat tip for this move today. I will give you a hat tip because it's deserved. You know, overall – it is what it is, man. You're checking on your peoples, make sure they're good. Just give them a call, not a text. Give them a call, ask them how they're doing, checking in on everybody's mental. If you have Eagle friends, check in on the mouses today because they're doing fucking great today, man. We can talk about the Birds, connect. This is what it's all about. But as always, it's always fly, Eagles, fly, and we'll see you guys in the next one.